Good morning.
It's Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, this morning, a bit of a program change. Morning edition shortened until 8 a.m. this morning. Then the panel comes on until 9:30 when we take you to special coverage from NPR on the Senate's procedural vote on Judge Brett Kavanaugh. There will be appropriate discussion before. As a reminder, this is your radio station, everyone. And right now, Alan, $333,666 in that lockbox.
Look, this is what we do best. And how much did you say is in the lockbox, David?
$333,666 on the way to $500,000 before the on-air drive October 15th.
Okay, so in other words, the big moment is coming when we start the fund drive. We need to be at $500,000. This morning, we'll start at 8. You'll have been able to hear National Public Radio, because the 8 o'clock hour is just a repeat anyway. But if you want to, you could go and you could listen to it at NPR.org, I'm sure. But we're going to be doing the panel early because there's so much to talk about. And it also is representative of how strong this radio station is, that when something like this comes up, the Senate vote, people are massing in the streets, people are in New York City in front of Trump Tower, in Washington, D.C., at the Senate office building. You know, the hypocrisy of some of these people who've said that they don't like what Trump is saying, they don't like what Kavanaugh is saying. You see Kavanaugh this morning doing an op-ed piece in which he says, yes, he was intemperate in what he said, he shouldn't have said it, he was talking as a dad and as a son and as a husband. Sorry, no go. You have John Paul Stevens, the former Supreme Court justice who had come out in favor of Kavanaugh, who is now saying no, no. Based on what I saw that day, I can't support the man. And now we're about to see the people like Flake and Susan Collins, Murkowski, and what they're going to say. And I suspect they're going to all say yes, because they know that they don't want to lose a Republican primary. Flake, of course, will be not running again, but he wants to run for president, and he knows those Republicans are solidly behind Trump. He may know Trump is a no-good Nick, but that's not going to change the way in which he votes on the floor today. So it does look to me like they've orchestrated this. They have a Washington Post article by Kavanaugh, as I've said, that's to take some of the edge off and say, yeah, maybe I said some things I shouldn't have said, and maybe I did it the wrong way. But I've said on our panel in the morning, and I said I thought he'd go through, and of course, I still think that.
So as they head towards this showdown vote today on the Kavanaugh confirmation, Alan, one question. What would have been the huge issue with picking another conservative?
Well, they could do that. They don't want to. They want to get this thing done. Kavanaugh's a young man. He'll be there for another 30 years. And people will, every time he opens his yap, be saying, you know, remember that? Remember what you did? It's not smart politics. The last thing they want to do is go through this after there has been a flipping of the House of Representatives, which, by the way, to the Democrats, which, by the way, is no sure thing. I'll tell you right now, it's all going to depend on turnout. And the Republicans have now been energized by the Kavanaugh thing, and we are seeing evidence that things may be turning around in their favor. So if somebody is really strong on this, they got to come out, and they got to vote, and they got to have their say.
Meantime, President Trump held another rally, this time in Minnesota, where he went after Al Franken, who left as a result of sexual accusations of at least six women, saying to the crowd, great cheers, he folded like a wet rag.
Well, look, you know, he's well known to know there's always got to be an enemy. He'll pick on people. He'll bully them. He's been a bully all his life, and he's going to be a bully now. And it works in terms of his core constituency. We know that. And he'll just continue to do it. Hey, look, he got himself elected president of the United States, and he's not about to change his stripes, that's for sure.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, Alan, saying yesterday that he hasn't decided yet whether to accept the nomination of the Working Families Party in the race for governor. Of course, we've been talking about this for the past couple of weeks now. The Working Families Party, of course, backed actor Cynthia Nixon after a split with the progressive-leaning minor party.
So let's get inside of Andrew Cuomo's head if we can. Always a dangerous thing to do with anybody. But, you know, he wanted that nomination. They didn't give it to him. They gave it to Cynthia Nixon. Now he's leading in the polls by 2-1. The smart thing, of course, would be to say, of course, we'll all come together and I'll accept your nomination. But instead, he's saying, I haven't decided whether to do this or not. And that, of course, shows the sort of almost Trumpian distemper. You're not my friend, you weren't my friend, so now I'll make you suffer. He'd be pretty stupid not to take it because he doesn't want those votes going somewhere else. I don't like the fact that the Working Families Party has turned on Cynthia Nixon. Their membership wanted her. They should still have her. People should have a place to go. Got a really nasty letter yesterday from somebody who's saying, how dare you? I dare fine.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Alan and listeners, just a reminder, again, morning edition shortened until 8 a.m. this morning. Then the panel comes on until 9:30 when we take you to special coverage from NPR on the Senate's procedural vote on Judge Brett Kavanaugh. And you can listen online, and while you're there, why not put something in the lockbox at WAMC.org.